Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. I would encourage you to look him up on the internet or a good book on the lives of saints. He's a bishop and a doctor of the church. I could say a lot more about St. Alphonsus, but I need to move to these readings today especially. So take a look at St. Alphonsus. You can look him up on the internet if you wish, but there's some very good material about him. I mention that without going into detail because I think it's very, very important for us to have a saint or two in our lives. In our lives, what do I mean by that? A saint or two with whom we've become familiar, that we're interested in how they lived their lives. In other words, perhaps it's their weakness or their strength that's particular inspiration for us. That if this person had this weakness and was able to triumph over it, I want to pay more attention to that person. We want to learn from those who have gone before us. And there are so many biographies of saints, just very, very helpful to take a look at the lives of saints and say, that one dealt with the same issue that I deal with. Maybe I can learn from him. Even if it's four centuries ago, the human person, the externals change, but not the internal. So take a look at the lives of saints. I really urge you to do that. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 15, beginning with verse 10, and then verses 16 to 21. Woe to me, mother, that you gave me birth, a man of strife and contention to all the land. I neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart. Has God's word become that for you? When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart because I bore your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers. Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone because you filled me with indignation. I'm upset. I'm struggling. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? That's the wounds of sin. You have indeed become for me a treacherous brook whose waters do not abide. In other words, Lord, you've caused me a lot of trouble. Thus the Lord answered me, if you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. Do you see how important repentance is? No matter what the sin, if you repent of it, in my presence you shall stand. If you bring forth the precious without the vial, you shall be my mouthpiece. Then it shall be they who turn to you, and you shall not turn to them. I will make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Though they fight against you, they shall not prevail. For I am with you to deliver and rescue you, says the Lord. I will free you from the hand of the wicked. I will rescue you from the grasp of the violent. This is the promise of God. And it's what God desires to do for us. It's the ways in which God desires to help us. He's right there. But there is an if. If you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. If you bring forth the precious without the vile. In other words, if you purify yourself and allow virtue, goodness, generosity to triumph over our own selfishness, our own anger, our own pettiness. If you do these things, you shall become my mouthpiece. Brothers and sisters, God so wants to give us everything. He's just asking that we repent. And we'll fail. It's a process. It takes time to change. But if we honestly repent and strive to do better, even if we didn't give in to temptation 3 times today, and tomorrow we give in 4 times. Even if we're going that kind of a battle where it's back and forth and back and forth, you persevere, and God promises will work through you, in you and through you. God is my refuge on the day of distress. That's how we need to think. This is the responsorial psalm. Rescue me from my enemies, O my God, from my adversaries, defend me. Rescue me from evildoers, from bloodthirsty men, save me. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Mighty men come together against me, not for any offense or sin of mine, O Lord. You may be criticized, you may be judged very unjustly, but God is right there. O my strength, for you I watch, for you, O God, are my stronghold. As for my God, may his mercy go before me. May he show me the fall of my foes. And then he says, I will sing of your strength. I will revel at dawn in your mercy. You have been my stronghold, my refuge in the day of distress. That's what you're going to pray. That's the way you're going to rejoice. Those words are given to us because those people went through it and they found God faithful to his promises. God will be faithful to his promises to you when you genuinely repent. He will. He'll be utterly faithful. Trust him for the timing. Trust him. Wait upon the Lord. Live a life of repentance. Turn away from sin. Repent when you fail. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to make him your highest priority. The conformity of your life, your thoughts, your words, your actions, you want to conform to him. If that's your desire, and if you're trying with all your heart, God will fully bless you. Even when we fail, he will forgive us, help us up, get us started back on the right track again. He will never leave you. Never. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46, he says, Jesus said to his disciples, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again. He doesn't want to lose this. He's going to hide it. And out of joy that he knows he's got this treasure, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Why? Because he knows what's in that field and nobody else does. So he can get it for a very decent price. And then what the Gospel of Matthew says is this. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Now, what's the gospel saying to us here? Look at this again. He sees the treasure, he hides it, and out of joy he goes and sells all that he has. In other words, he divests himself of everything that he's relying on. That's what God is asking from your life. It isn't, the treasure is an analogy to you. Are you willing to sell everything to follow the Lord? Then he will give you himself. And there is no greater treasure than a relationship with him. None. There's nothing it compares to. But we have to be willing to sell all that we have. And that doesn't necessarily mean money. I have to give up, give away, turn away. Oh, it's too hard. It's too much. I can't do that. I'm no saint. No, you're not. Neither am I. But if I love the Lord and I'm willing to put him in first place, I'm willing to give him time every day. I'm willing to repent of my sin when I fail. I'm willing to ask him to teach me and guide me and lead me. I pray that way every day. I spend time with God every day. My goodness, brothers and sisters, when God sees that you have put him in first place in your life, then he'll give you far beyond what we can even understand right now that we need. Far beyond. I've seen people win a lottery. I have. I've seen people win major horse races. I've seen it. I've seen people get an inheritance that they never expected. I've seen it. And the joy in each of those situations is just wild because they didn't expect it, and it happened. Brothers and sisters, when you and I die and we stand before God, the words we want to hear is, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." And that's a joy no one shall ever take from us. That is a happiness beyond anything our finite minds can concoct, no matter how brilliant, no matter how brilliant. We cannot begin to understand the glory that awaits those who are faithful to him on the earth. But if we cling to our treasures, to our success, to our reputation, to our money, prestige, power, if we cling to those things, then it becomes rather iffy, so to speak, when we die. Because we haven't made him and the building of his kingdom our highest priority. And you say, "Oh, well, that's for priests and nuns." No, that's for everybody. That I put God first. The way I express that commitment is different. I may be married, I may be single, I may be in consecrated religious life, priesthood, whatever. I may be in one of those vocations in life. Blessed be God. But I could still, in those vocations, I could still cling to my own will, my own desires, my own goals. But what the gospel says today, when he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has. And when a disciple finds a treasure buried in a field, he goes out and sells all that he has and buys that field. Are you willing to sell all for the kingdom of God? Are you willing to put God's priorities first? In your life, in your family, in your work relationships, your friendships, what you do in leisure time, how you conduct yourself under difficult and challenging circumstances at work or in the family at times, how do you conduct yourself? Are you drawing from Christ? Are you drawing from him? Are you seeking to be like him? So that others who see you will draw closer because they will know that you have something they don't. How can you be so peaceful? How can you be so content when all of this is raging around you? It's because, not unrealistic, it's because you've put the pearl of great price first and you're willing to sell everything for it. May God give you wisdom. May he give you peace. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.